Welcome to Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah continues with the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, the laws more particularly of the witnesses that come to testify that they saw the new moon, so that it should be the new month. So the Mishnah says like this, Bein Shenir Balil, whether the moon was visible very clearly, Bein Shalom Nir Balil, or whether it was really not visible that clearly, or maybe just visible in particular spots, in Shabbos, the law is that the witnesses are allowed to desecrate the Shabbos. And the Chiddush, the novelty here is that I would think that if it's clear, they definitely saw in Yerushalayim, so there's no reason for the person to desecrate Shabbos and travel all the way to Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, it is permissible. Rabbi Yossi argues, and Rabbi Yossi says, in Nir Balil, if the moon was so clear that definitely it was seen by Bezin, was seen in Yerushalayim, Ein Mechal on Avas HaShabbos, the law is that one is not permitted to desecrate the Shabbos. We do not rule like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Maisa, there was a story, Sha'avru, that there passed by on the way to Bezdin, on the way to the court, Yoser Marabayim Zug, more than 40 peers of witnesses. In other words, it was a time when the moon was extremely visible. Veikra Rabbi Kiva Belud, Rabbi Kiva made them stay in Lod, far away from Yerushalayim, that they shouldn't go to the place of the Bezdin. Why? Because they weren't needed. And Rabbi Kiva felt that the law is that you're not allowed to violate the Shabbos if it's not needed. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Imata Ma'akev Esarabim. If you hold people back from coming to testify, Nimtzas Machshilim Lasid Levo, then it'll come out that in the future you'll stop them, you'll hold them back from coming, because they'll say, oh, probably other people saw, and could be they're the only group of witnesses. Therefore, the law is that we do not hold them back. And that's actually how we pass and we rule that anyone that sees it is permissible to go all the way to Yerushalayim and to testify. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Avu b'no, a father and a son, Sheroa Sachodesh, that they saw the new moon. Yelchu, both of them should go to Bezin to testify. Now we know the law is that relatives are prohibited from being witnesses. By Jewish law, you need two witnesses to establish a fact, and they're not allowed to be related to one another. So what's the point of a father and a son both going to Bezdin if they saw it? Says the Mishnah, Lo shem istarfin zeim zeh, not because they can combine to be a group of witnesses and establish the fact of the new month, because witnesses are not valid to testify. Eloshim yipasel echom him, rather, in case one of them were to become disqualified for whatever the reason is, yitstarf hashen yimacher, at least the remaining one, could be mitzdarif, could combine with another random person that came, if one person came. And therefore the Bezdin will be able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, they'll be able to declare Rosh Chodesh the new month. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon disagrees and says, Avu b'no, a father and a son, v'chol akrovim, and all witnesses, even though they're disqualified from all other types of testimony, k'sherin le'edus ha'chodesh, they are permitted to sanctify the new month, even though they are related to one another. And the Gemara teaches us the reason, because the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'Aharon, God said to Moshe and Aaron, brothers, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, this month shall be for you. And Rabbi Shimon learns the testimony of this new month. It is considered kosher, it's considered valid, Bachem, if it is in you, you Moshe and Aaron, even though they are brothers. And the Chachamim disagree. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Masa, there was a story Betuvia HaRofe, with Tuvia the doctor, Shirasa Chodesh B'Yerushalayim, that he saw the new moon in Yerushalayim, who, him, Ubeno, and his son, Ve'avdo Meshuchver, and his freed servant, Ve'kiblu HaKohanim, and the Bezdin, the court of the Kohanim, accepted Oso Vespeno, him and his son, even though they were relatives, Upaslu Es'avdo, and they disqualified the Eved, the servant, because they felt that witnesses are kosher to testify. However, the servant, even though he's freed, he's disqualified from saying testimony because it's not meyuchas. He doesn't have a pedigree. Ugshebolufnei Bezdin Hagadol, but when they came before the great Bezdin, Kiblu Oso Vesavdo, they accepted him and the Eved, his servant that had been freed, because they felt that you do not need somebody to have a pedigree to testify. Upaslu Espeno, and they disqualified the son because he was a relative, and they feel that relatives are invalid, like we saw in the opinion of the Chachamim before. Wishing you a great Erev Shabbos, great Friday, as well as a beautiful Shabbos. All the best.